you. Come over here. Word on the street is you're looking for a piece of the action. Premium quality dice, yeah? Check these out. Got them over at metallicdicegames.com. The best part is, if you tell them I sent you, you can get them even cheaper. Use the promo code RBP10 at checkout. Makes the price so low, you're practically stealing them. Oh, gotta go. Don't forget to use the promo code RBP10.
The Rancor's Brothel would like to thank Natchez Thrace for allowing the use of their song Janino Horo as background music during this episode.
Warning, this podcast contains mature content, including scenes or descriptions of graphic violence, sexuality, and psychological trauma. Listener discretion is advised.
The Rancor's Brothel presents... Impossible Landscapes. A Delta Green Campaign by Dennis Detweiler.
Begin fiddling around, trying some anagrams, playing around. You're not able to come up with anything. You do happen to start searching Zialoni specifically, as opposed to searching Richard Zialoni.
Right.
And when you search Zialoni, you realize that Zialoni is the color green in Polish.
It's green, what looks to be a Polish guy, and then more green under the
images. A different shade of green, though.
Different shade of green.
That must be Richard.
Richard!
We found him. Game over.
Yep.
This is Tobias Zialoni. No. Berlin Art Link.
Must be his brother or something.
An unfortunate looking man.
Sorry, Tobias. Not that any of us are real lookers around this table anyway, but...
So if Flynn and I start talking about, you know, demonology and stuff, like, what are your guys' reactions?
No, this is the first time I'm ever hearing about demons.
Yes, I know, but like, I want to know what your guys' reactions would be if we and him start talking about the occult.
You
got
your f***ing gourd?
I'd be comfortable in the conversation.
Okay, cool. Just wanted to get a vibe of the room. If Lucas is the only outcast and whatever, we know he can be the third wheel, so to say. Or
my cult is 20.
Fourth wheel, so. So I mean,
20's pretty solid.
Yeah,
I mean,
a 20 by
it's only
by
because I gave it 10% from something else.
Yes, but still a 20 by the book's rules is that you've dabbled in it. Like it's, you know,
you've played with the Ouija board. You've done the stiff as a
feather.
So
I'm basically going to go over descriptions of both Marbus as well as Person. They almost seem very similar to each other, as if in what they do.
Marbus is the president of hell.
Yes. Well, it depends. Yeah, and it depends on what society that you.
Lucas, 20 to 29 is considered a dedicated hobbyist.
Oh, I thought it was just like a dabbled, like just
dabbler is 0 to 19%.
Okay, I remember that wrong.
I literally only have extra points in it because of my decision.
Yeah, but still, skill. I mean,
that's fair.
I mean, you got to realize that they're considering, like, the game, and this is one of the things that I was trying to tell you guys, is it's a little different from Call of Cthulhu in that, like I said, really, if you just have 20 or 30% in it, sometimes you'll just get rolls. That's the way DG works, yeah, as opposed to Call of Cthulhu.
The more and more I play this, I realize it's a lot different than Call of Cthulhu.
I think I built my character like a Call of Cthulhu character.
You definitely
And now
have.
I'm realizing
just,
I should have.
Just from what I know so far.
Yeah, I should have varied a little bit.
So, what we know about Marbus, which I would, you know, reiterate to these two, especially. Marbus is the fifth spirit. He is the fifth spirit of the 72. He is a great president and appeareth at first in the form of a great lion. But afterwards, at the request of a master, he putteth a human shape.
Oh.
He answereth truly of things hidden or secret. He causeth diseases and cureth them. I can't read those words without
putting an I-T-H at the end of the word.
I need more TH.
Just say the word.
Again, he give great wisdom and knowledge in mechanical arts.
Does he give or giveth?
He giveth.
That's important.
Yeah, no, mechanical arts is really important because that's kind of when you start going down the rabbit hole. Because mechanical arts is an obsolete term nowadays. But back in like the 12th and 14th century, it gets really in depth. And there's this thing called the Ars Theatrica that has, what's his name? Something of, I can't remember his name. I dove deep into this stuff, you guys. Like, it's, I know you guys may not believe me.
You're fine. Go ahead.
But
Sam is drinking straight out of the gallon right now.
But anyways, mechanical arts, because we don't, I mean, we still use mechanical arts, but not the way they did in the 20th, not 20th century, 12th century, excuse me. He can change men into other shapes, and he also governs, I'm not going to say the TH, he governs 36 legions of spirits, and his seal is this, which I will show you guys a picture of it, and if you guys want to see it, I will.
I'm looking at it on my phone.
That's fine.
I mean, literally any of you can Google Marbus, literally, and looks, find the same image.
It looks like an engine upside down with a cross in it.
Okay.
No, that's person. You're looking at person.
Oh, sorry. I thought that's what we were talking
about. But person is very similar. The only difference is I think person is higher up on the demon list. Presidents are the next to last in the chain of order.
So this Ars Theatrica, if I think about, like, mechanical arts and transforming men into other shapes, is that, like, just theater? Like, becoming a character, transforming the self?
Give me one second, because I can't remember all this information that I Googled off the top of my head. and the thing is like, okay, it was Hugh of St. Victor. He was the one who kind of, he didn't necessarily invent it. Scholars think that it was invented before him, but he was the one who made it popular into what it is nowadays. And
just to throw it out there, just as we're going through this, I would like to point out that the Ars Goetia, which is a real thing, and it is part of the Lesser Key of Solomon.
It is.
As you are Googling, something that you should be aware of, maybe you as people don't know, your players, if you have a cult, would know. This is like, this is bread and butter occultism. Every single cult that has existed for the last 600 years has taken whatever they want from this and manipulated it to their ends.
Yeah, every major cult has tried to rewrite it, has tried to, there's one that's recent, like 2012, who just basically, he went to the British Museum, which would be great to do, but we kind of, you know, can't do that. I mean, we could, but he went to
quarantine for 2 weeks first.
Not yet. We're not there yet. We're 2015. We're about, you know, 5 years away.
I thought you meant us, you as people. Sorry.
I mean, in person, it would be great to do too as well. But so there was a guy, and I can't remember his name, in 2012. He basically was able to read the original transcripts from the Ars Goetia. Goetia? Am I saying that right?
I don't have any idea.
I think it's Ars Goetia. Is how it's pronounced.
You clearly have done significant research, so I'm going to defer to you until someone says otherwise.
So the Ars Goetia, the original manuscripts, is in a museum in Britain. And basically, there was a guy in 2012 who basically read it and tried to translate it into a more understanding language. Because if you try to read the original transcript, at least from what I found, it is very difficult to read. As you guys could tell from me reading the description of Marbus. But yeah, I mean, any major cult, like, Aleister Crowley tried to translate it himself. There was someone before Aleister Crowley, like
Golden Dawn, Thoth, is it Thoth Hermes?
Crowley was part of the Golden Dawn.
Right. Well, I'm going with the organizations.
Well, yeah, well, I mean, there was like three major heads with Aleister Crowley included in that helped translate it. But there was like someone in the 17th century that tried translating it. But yeah, everyone kind of fit it to their own needs. But for the most part, every revision of it is pretty accurate to the original. A few things are twisted and turned.
But that just is something to consider that your characters would know. So I'm making sure that the players know is that what you get on Wikipedia about Marbus may be slightly different from what the Golden Dawn thinks, maybe slightly different from a document from the 17th century. So
that description I read of Marbus has been I looked up I cross-referenced it, and that's pretty much the same description. There are some differences about what he was control of like. You know, Wikipedia says he was control of hell, but if you look in the Scottish history, he was in control. He was the president of, like,
the J word, right?
Yes. I think I found that. Yes, yeah. that was the county. Yeah, that was the county, but the city was it had a queen.
He's president of Jay County? Wait, hold on.
That makes sense.
So the thing to keep in mind, just as you're researching this, to describe the Ars Goetia, which we'll use from here on out because Daniel did listen to something and I'm gonna go with that. For the two of you who didn't get these clues, it's essentially a listing of 72 major demons, and it's very much, kind of like I was discussing with Flynn, fairly almost biblical or mythological in terms of it's like so-and-so begat so-and-so who hath
these
things and could turn into a toad and blah, blah, blah.
The lesser keys of Solomon is basically a chapter, and Ars Goetia is the first chapter, and it's basically a demon encyclopedia, and it tells you how to bind them, how to control them, and how to dismiss them, basically. Whereas the greater key of Solomon, which may or may not come into this, if any of it comes into it at all, again, this is all speculation just from that one name we heard. But again, having the sigil of person just makes me think differently about it. But there's also a greater key of Solomon, but that's more... that is more like celestial and like planetary spirits, whereas the lesser keys of Solomon is more earthly bound and demon bound, like more material plane as opposed to everything else outside the plane, if that makes sense. It's more the lesser key, which the demons are included, is more earthbound. They're more physical earthbound presences.
So as Roderick rolls up the chalkboard and begins
sorry, I know that was long.
No, chalkboard is out. He's smoking.
No. I think it's fantastic because I like the idea of your character like pointing dramatically as he's sketching this all out. The evening wanes on,
he's got like strings of yarn, right. From one
stacks
thing
of books from his bookstore downstairs.
Oh yeah,
yeah, obsessive compulsive a bit, but that's fine.
He really is. That's what, who he is.
What do you four want to do?
I take another long draw from the growler I brought and say, I'm hungry. You guys want some Mediterranean tonight? How long of a trip would it be to the Mediterranean?
Hour and a half to get there.
We go tonight or do we go on the first?
Well, both.
I mean, out of game, you said you wanted to scope out the place. So, I mean,
Look, my intention was to scope out and see who walked in before me.
Oh, like
that is
the
completely
day of.
Changed. Yeah.
Okay, I see.
If only the four of us are going and have RSVP'd, then that makes a complete difference.
Yeah, sure. I mean, if they have, you know, I don't know much about this restaurant. It's, you know, probably hour and a half drive, according to the keeper.
What are the Yelp reviews?
Four stars.
Four stars?
Wait, is it the Half Price Apps night?
You'd have to look and see what day the 30th of August 2015 was.
People are Googling it. I'm not going to Google it, too.
You check the date. I'll check the notes about the apps.
I would assume it has a bar in it, so you guys can go.
And we can bring outside liquor. I confirmed.
Now we know.
Tuesday and Friday. Interesting.
It's the 30th?
Yep. 2015.
It's a Sunday.
Damn.
Oh my god. They're probably closed.
So the party's on a Tuesday.
Call ahead.
Oh.
Call ahead and see if they're open.
Well, obviously.
I can't call. I just called.
I'll call ahead and see if they're open.
Yes, they're open. You find out that they're open from like noon till 2 in the morning.
What are your specials today?
On a Sunday?
It's Boston, so I'm gonna be super, like, just on the nose and say that the Sunday special is clam chowder.
Sounds about right.
Their disregard for Sunday etiquette speaks demon to me. I think we're on
If nothing else has, this definitely does.
I think the Marvis coincidence.
So you all go, I'm assuming, either the day before or the, that night, you find that the Gateway Park is kind of sits by its lonesome. It backs up to a small stone-walled municipal park. So, you know, soccer fields, some running tracks, some trees, maybe a place to play football, baseball, etc. Obviously, it's late August in the Northeast, so you're talking about sundown at probably 7-something. I say, whenever I watch Sox games late in the year, it always seems like it's almost f***ing dark at 7 o'clock. So, if you're getting there in the evening, it's going to be dark. Park starts to get empty. You walk in, it's a pretty standard restaurant. There's kind of a bar off to one side. You've got kind of the bar section. You've got a few tables. You can see in the back next to the bathrooms, there's obviously a door to the kitchen. And then there looks to be a place where in the back, sort of facing the municipal park, is the party rooms, the private rooms.
I mean, I think we're just going to probably just approach the bar, yeah? I mean, obviously, we're all... Yeah. I mean, at least I'm going to, you know, peek around as we're walking through, but...
You don't notice anything unusual? I mean, it looks like a regular bar. It's half to two-thirds full.
Cool. I want to sit down and order a drink and probably some food. That's what we came here for, so...
Yeah.
Who's our bartender?
Your bartender is... I'll say it's Eduardo Diaz.
I'm not going to mention my name.
Be cool.
We'll be paying in cash, bro.
Hello, what can I get you guys? And he hands you a beer list. You can see a moderate, you know, decently stocked sort of liquor selection. The food smells okay. Hands you a menu. Pretty standard fare. Like I said, slightly bent towards Mediterranean cuisine, but not like... exceptional.
There's some pita chips.
Right. Definitely the appetizers are like pita chips, so it's like, you know, it is what it is.
Are we closer to the Bay Area, or?
No, probably not, because since Boston sits on the harbor, I'm going to assume that, I've never been to Boston, but I'm going to assume that the suburbs probably are obviously away from the harbor.
Okay.
So yeah, I wouldn't say you're necessarily close to the water. I'm going to assume you're more inland, sort of, what would that be, north and west, I would assume, from Boston Harbor. But otherwise, he will interact with you as normal. Bring a couple of beers if you want, a drink, Coke on tap.
A little lager and a chowder?
Yeah. The chowder is decent, fairly unremarkable. But otherwise, you guys can have dinner.
I'm going to order the Black Watch, which is a Scottish ale from a brewery, also known as True West Brewing Company.
Okay. Daniel orders a Black Watch.
Hopefully that existed in 2015.
Maybe it didn't.
Anachronism.
I assume if it's open now in this day of time, it's probably been open for at least a little while.
You would think that.
Yeah, it definitely has an old vibe. You get the sense that it's probably that this building's been here for 30 or 40 years.
We're talking about the brewery itself, not so much the building.
Anything else you'd like to do here at the...
I'm just going to...
I don't know. Drove an hour and a half for this, so hopefully someone else has a point.
Is there a mirror behind the bar?
Yeah, probably.
Okay.
The bottles in front of it.
Other clientele in the place.
Yeah, maybe notice. Another 7 or 8 tables full, roughly. Busy, but not busy, busy.
Okay. Mostly families, anybody?
Probably. They appear to be locals. You see a lot of friendly interactions between tables and between servers and tables, so you get the sense that this is probably, you've walked into Cheers. You're the only strangers in the Cheers bar.
So this is, I don't know. I'm getting vibes of like the most white bread, like, place you could imagine, but also if it's local.
Let's say you've got an older couple in the corner that, you know, they're very friendly to the server, and you've got, you know, probably in another spot, you've got some kids with a family of, you know, 5 maybe. You've got maybe a couple people on a date. But yeah, I mean, it's, you walk into Applebee's anywhere in the U.S., you know, this is, you're going to get the same sort of interaction. The door kind of opens. Oh, hey, Joe, good to see you. And then he walks over and hangs out with the 4 other drinking buddies.
I'm watching Joe very carefully.
Joe appears to be in his mid-70s, probably. They've already got a beer ready for him, and it appears to be probably old war buddies or former coworkers or something. Hey, Joe, the ball and chain let you out. F*** you. You know, like.
How crass.
Again.
Anybody saying Boston. Richard?
Anybody, Richard?
Any Richards?
Richard,
not, hey, you dick. So there might be that.
No, you don't hear anyone specifically named Richard.
A lot of Richies.
Appears to be staffed by 10 or 12 people, you know. Obviously, kitchen staff in the back. Just pretty typical.
Okay.
Nothing crazy.
Excuse me, I need to pay a visit to the old office. No, get off my stool and... mosey on back towards the party rooms.
Sure. I mean, nobody's necessarily watching him. It's kind of like most of the times at the restaurant, the doors are maybe partially open, but not like... It's not open for business, but they've kind of halfway closed them to keep them, you know...
Yeah.
Keep people from just necessarily wandering in there. The party room is towards the back. You can see 3 large windows facing out towards the municipal park. Otherwise, it appears to have two or three large tables that could be pushed together to make one large sort of party table. 10 to 12 people probably could sit in there, give or take. Probably some room, you know, a present table or maybe, create kind of a buffet line maybe. But again, nothing out of the ordinary that you can notice. It smells relatively clean. All the chairs are on top of the tables, ready for the next event that is used in there.
Look under the tables, like at the underside.
You begin peering under the tables. They appear to be probably find some gum. Maybe someone with a knife. A kid that says, Ken was here.
Ken.
that must be important.
I take a picture of Ken.
Excuse me, sir. Can I help you? Did you see one of the servers poke their head into the party room?
Bathroom?
Yes, sir. Around the corner. And he points up above him where there's a sign that says restrooms, pointing to the left.
Oh.
It could have been like health inspector, just making sure your tables are clean. Nope. Bathroom?
Just looking under this table for a place to piss. I almost found it, but I was interrupted.
As you walk by, he sort of like, you see him sort of take a quick look in behind and kind of pull the door more closed. Not closing it, but more like...
People at this restaurant are so judgmental. Jesus.
Well, I'm going to go piss and you can let these lads...
Did you say there were multiple rooms?
I believe that... I'd have to look at the description again. I think that there are two more rooms.
Okay.
Yeah, it looks like there might be a smaller, like... It's almost like a private table area. So it would just have room for, like, five or six people. There's one that's actually, like, a party room where you could set up, like, a buffet and 12 or 15 people kind of thing.
Does it look like one's already, like, in the beginning stages of being set up?
No, they both look like they've probably been recently mopped and cleaned. I mean, if you walk by, they smell like, cleaner, bleach, whatever.
Okay.
Chairs are up on top of tables. I think more of a... This room is not to be used as opposed to, like, it's set up. But it does look like there's probably sideboards and stuff where, like, silverware and tablecloths and everything else could be pulled relatively quickly. So you get the sense that at a moment's notice, you could walk in and say, hey, can we get the private party room? And you feel like they could accommodate relatively quickly. Again, just like any neighborhood restaurant. Anything else you guys want to do? I'm assuming Lucas doesn't since he left the room.
I'll go f*** around some more. I'll come back to the three of them. Hey, I'm going to smoke real quick. BRB.
You can go smoke, you hipster.
Okay. I don't smoke.
Smoke what?
So Flynn running away from the party.
I'm going to go out and find those three windows.
Yeah.
What's facing the three windows? Is it, like, up against the municipal park?
Pretty close. I mean, like, maybe there's an alleyway or, kind of a side street. And then pretty much you hit kind of a tree line and then onto the soccer fields and everything else. Might be a small parking lot, so maybe someone could park behind this place. But basically the windows sort of look out over the park. So you've got nice wide angles.
Okay. Just kind of kick around back there, just kind of like walking around, just looking at the ground, looking up, see if I notice anything.
It's actually kind of in an open spot. There aren't any buildings close to the restaurant. And like I said, the park is empty because obviously it's dark by this point. A few trees, like I said, maybe a parking lot where you could either park in the restaurant or maybe a parking lot inside the park kind of close nearby. Since obviously there's a side road or something in between these two spots. Pull in from the park, go play soccer, hop on the jogging path, whatever. Otherwise, you see some trash. Probably one of the employees comes out and dumps some trash. But I mean, other than that, there's nothing crazy going on.
Yeah. All right, I'll go back in.
Is there anything, Roderick would probably, grab his beer and walk around. Is there anything that sticks out as, such as like paintings, or is there any kind of... lettering, I guess, or sigils, or anything that would stick out to him as, foreign
Elder
language.
Sign tablecloth.
Green triangle.
You see the unholy symbol that is the New England Patriots logo.
Oh my god,
places.
Burn it.
You see a Boston Bruins, Celtics, you see a couple signs that say, go Sox!
Sox.
No.
That's like playing with the cock. And Starfinder, KAC.
What?
The cock.
Anyway,
KAC. And Starfinder, the kinetic armor class.
Keck.
Cack. Tell me more about this playing with the cack.
So no, you don't
cack plan.
You don't see anything out of the ordinary. Probably some Budweiser signs, some Sam Adams signs. Kind of what you expect in a bar.
Okay.
I mean, you've got some Mediterranean flair, so there are probably some paintings of, you know, coastal cities with azure blue water.
I mean, I have nothing in art, so it wouldn't affect me anyways. I just walk right by it, probably.
Do they do the flaming cheese?
That's some sort of sex thing?
It can be. It is for
That's
me.
That's when it goes wrong.
Or good. Depends on who you are.
I don't think flaming or cheese is anything I want to describe in a sexual act.
I mean, I don't know. People use...
Who knows these days?
It sounds like... It sounds like an STD.
People use hot candle wax, so what's wrong with flaming cheese, you know?
I don't want my genitals flaming.
Pour that hot queso on my nips.
And it tastes good. At least wax you can't lick up after. I mean, you could, but it tastes bad.
That's why y'all need to use nacho cheese.
Use queso!
We're learning a lot about Daniel today.
Anyways.
Any other casing that you guys would like to do? No, no symbols, no odd things.
I was just, Roderick would be like, Roderick is wondering, what'd you say?
Normal bar and restaurant.
Okay. I thought you said roll something. Roderick is, Roderick is just wondering, like, why is this the place of the meeting? So that's why he's looking for something.
Because it's a run-of-the-mill, hole-in-the-wall place.
I understand that. I understand that, but I want to know if there's a deeper reason, like...
Literally, that's it. Who's going to investigate a off Mediterranean restaurant?
What's the surrounding restaurant like? What surrounds it?
Nothing other than what I described to Flynn. It's kind of out on its own.
Is there forest, trees, woods, anything like that?
Just that municipal park.
Okay. Which probably has trees in it.
Yes.
Okay.
Most parks do. Except for industrial parks. Those tend to lack trees.
If someone's going to summon something near here, it's going to be in the trees. It's not going to be out in the open, Lucas. So I'm trying to discover things.
Out in the copse or copse of trees.
It's... I remember that argument.
What day was the birthday party on?
The first Tuesday.
A Tuesday.
Half price apps.
Half price.
I have a feeling.
More importantly, half price.
Actually, I'm sorry.
I don't know about you
buy
fellas.
One, get one free.
I don't know about you fellas, but I have a feeling it's just going to be the five of us.
Yeah, I feel that too, but
I'm counting four.
Yeah, we're meeting somebody.
Yeah, you hope so.
Six. I mean, if you're counting the guy who set up the meeting and the birthday party guy, that's six.
Depends on whether or not someone's using an alias.
It's still probably going to be a person, though. It might not be his name.
Is this
whatever
Eduardo?
You say, Deacon.
Is this Eduardo right there?
Yeah, I mean, he's behind the bar. You see him, he moves around quite a bit. He's behind the bar a little bit. He goes and talks to some patrons. You get the sense that he is in charge.
Hey, Eduardo, you work here. You seem to know the place really well.
I own it.
He don't know
shit. Oh, you're owner.
Yes. He don't know shit.
Do you know my buddy?
Roderick's getting drunk at this point. He don't know shit. That's what he's saying at the bar.
Drunk at this point.
What? Roderick, be f***ing cool, dude. What are you doing?
He was an ass to me.
Yes, the
That's how it went. That's totally how it went.
My buddy Richard has been going here for years. He loves this place. When's the last time he was in? Richard, I never remember his last name.
He'll throw out a couple of names, but he doesn't say Zilloni.
It's Zilloni. Richard Zilloni. Has he been by?
You see him sort of... I'm sorry, sir. I don't recognize the name. It sounds familiar. Hold on. And you see him kind of go back behind the bar, and he goes, oh, yeah, there's a birthday party for him on Tuesday.
Oh, but he hasn't been in?
No, I'm sorry. I don't recognize the name. So it's pretty distinct. I think I'd I think I'd remember it.
That's weird. I wonder why. Okay, well.
No, as I recall, the man who made the reservation wasn't Mr. Zilloni. I assume it's a surprise party.
Probably a friend. Yeah.
Did you see him in person?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. What did he look like?
He describes to you an older African American gentleman. Sort of probably late 50s, early 60s, gray hair, beard. I believe he was a Mr. Marbus. And then he kind of looks up. He's like, yeah, Mr. Marbus. Yeah, he came in, paid for the reservation in cash, and we'll call him to let him know when the room is ready.
You said late 50s?
Late 50s, early 60s. Definitely on the probably the older side of middle age is what he would guess.
What did he check when he was looking at the reservation?
There's probably a placard on the wall that kind of has, like, menu items and plans for the day and, you know.
Did I see, like a post-it note with Zaloni on it? I'm looking for the phone number that they're going to contact him.
Yeah, no, you could see that there. He's kind of consulting a chart, and it looks like, you know, maybe a ledger book or something he's opened up. It's probably on the wall, though. Like, I get the sense that it's on the wall, and it's like saying, you know, Zaloni party, 8 p.m., Marbus, 919-542, blah, 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 blah.
I'm going to just quick snap a photo of that number.
Sure. He was very tall as well.
You said the party was at 8 p.m.?
Yeah.
A-P-S.
And you will be honoring the buy one, get one half off appetizers.
Of course. We'll be very busy that night.
Okay. Make a note.
Well, I do hope more people show.
I'm not really sure. There are a couple of folks that called in to make reservations.
That's polite of them.
Not too many people have RSVP'd, I assume.
It's not really mandatory.
Well, I understand that.
We just rent the room, sir.
Mr. Morbus didn't specify how many people were invited?
No, just wanted the big party room. It'll be ready.
Excellent.
Well, I have eaten an entire family-sized hummus plate and had several beers.
Oh, that chowder's f***ing up my stomach.
Who the f*** is going to drive us home?
Who had less beers?
The,
Inez!
If you look at the area code, Flynn, the area code is for a Boston number.
Okay.
I don't know that it would be more specific than that because Boston's pretty big, so I'm assuming Boston and its suburbs probably have maybe one or two area codes. So it's an area code for the general Boston area and possibly some of the suburbs.
I've got some computer science experience. Would sure. I be able to run that number through any kind of program to maybe figure out who it belongs to?
If you had access to that program, chances are if you're wanting to do like a reverse number lookup or something like that in a database, you're going to need somebody who has connections, i.e. bureaucracy. You're going to need logical connections to a company that would have that fair. Or would be able to bull.
I have bureaucracy.
That's fair.
You all have bureaucracy.
Everybody should have some of it, yeah. But
it's just a question of, are you connected to a group that would be able to look up numbers?
I am, I think.
Sure.
Okay.
I mean, what number are we looking up?
Between I've got a decent bureaucracy, but I can't think of a logical connection there.
None of you are super connected into...
I pay for White Pages Premium. Because I'm a fucking sucker.
What are we trying to look up?
You could do that.
What are we trying to look up?
This phone number.
The number itself.
Which number?
Homie!
Homie?
The number I snapped a picture of.
Snapchat?
Have another beer, will you?
I don't have a Snapchat.
We got the number. Mr. Marvis.
Mr. Marvis?
These are 7.2. That makes a lot more sense.
Mr. Marvis?
Oh my god.
I'm totally playing in character right now. Just okay. So you know.
I'm not sure if you're drunk Daniel or just playing the game.
I'm so confused.
I've only
the difference between drunk Daniel and playing drunk Daniel is a very
thin
gray line that just goes either way.
He's like, I can call in a favor.
We didn't used to allow alcohol when Matt played.
Well, I mean, that's a different story. I can call in a favor. What do you need?
Hold on. Let me plug this into my White Pages Premium. I pay for it and I never use it.
Okay. Well,
so I'll plug it into White Pages Premium.
I'm going to presume since it is a landline, so I'm going to assume White Pages Premium probably gives you an address.
Unfortunately, it's the Yellow Pages, sir. Didn't pay for that one.
God.
So it gives an address.
The phone number is for a home in Medford. It doesn't tell you who owns the home. It just probably gives you an address would be my guess. I've never used White Pages Premium, so I'm not sure. But it would tell you it is a landline for a if you Google it, it's a residential district of Medford. So
okay,
you're
yeah,
it's
I'll
a
do like the Google Maps, Google Earth search, like yep. Look at the street view. What do I see?
I mean, it looks like a small suburban home. You know, it's a regular 2-lane street, trees, sidewalk, 2-story, 3-story homes. You know, suburban America.
How close to the restaurant?
Probably not super close, but I mean, they're both suburban. Like, it isn't around the corner, but it isn't like 45 minutes away either. Maybe a 10-15 minute drive.
Okay.
You could literally Google, I believe the invitation says Boston, and this is Medford. So, I mean, if you Google it, you could probably find out how far Boston is from Medford.
All right.
Metropolitan Boston to Medford, I assume, is not that far.
Like,
so yeah, residential address. Medford. Address appears to be a two-story home.
What time is it in game?
I mean, by this time, it's probably late.
I mean, do you want to go to the address, or do you want me to try to call in a favor?
What do you mean? What favor would you call in?
What were you trying to figure out by the white pages?
Where this guy lives and who it is. Like, who
Marvin
lives there.
Marvin, right? Marvin?
Well, if he's using an alias, who the actual person is.
I can call in to try to see who lives there.
Okay, do it.
So, I'm going to call Wesley.
Have we left the restaurant?
Roll bureaucracy.
Parker.
Mr. DS is like, okay. I shouldn't have given that number.
No, the legit question.
We should probably,
have
yes,
we left the restaurant
get
at this
into
point?
The car.
Yeah,
and,
you probably should.
Yeah.
Ooh, that's an 88, so that's a fail.
Question. That's an 88? That's a crit fail.
Oh my god, fail. Wesley doesn't like fail. You anymore.
Legitimate.
Still gotta check it off.
Legitimate question, because I haven't read any of these books front to back. We now know Zaloni is green.
Correct.
We know the program as the program. Do we know the program is called Delta Green in character? Like, is that what the program is actually
you
called?
You would know that they use a green Delta on, like, their file folders and stuff.
Okay.
It is a logo that is used for the program.
Right. So the fact that green is a thing and green is the name is probably a connection to the program itself.
Yes.
Yeah.
So the program was trying to get us to come here for some reason or another, probably to help someone from what...
When we get in the car, probably on the way home or whatever, Deacon will kind of pipe up. Have you all noticed that we're in the middle of something and not once has a handler called us?
Your contact with Wesley seems very annoyed. He's like, I'm really, really busy right now. I don't have time for this. Like, man, you got to either be in or out, and you wanted to be out, so you're out. So, you know, I can't just be running these favors for you. And he hangs up before you can respond.
That's fair. I already tried calling him in a favor a couple of days ago, so that's kind of a probably normal reaction.
I'm going to... So, Deacon, I don't want to... like, show my hand too much, but you say handler. What exactly do you mean by that?
No one's given us orders. We were thrown into the middle of this. This is not how the program works.
I mean, I've only really been part of the program as a consultant, so I don't know what you mean by being...
Inez, fair to chime in?
I mean, it is definitely an odd manner of how we were contacted, and you're right, but... I just assumed we'd be meeting somebody at the restaurant. It's also been my experience that they're not very forthcoming with a whole lot of information ahead of time, so I'm just kind of going by the information as we're given. So like I said, I don't really think there's a party. It's just, it was a coded way to get us information to get here.
The help me strikes me as odd.
Well, yes.
That's the most frightening part of this concept.
Maybe some... Well, the only thing I don't understand is, like, I haven't met many people from the program other than you three.
None that survived.
I've met Sam, which you've used your first name by now.
Should I not have done that?
You did it. I don't know. I'm just going to say I've met Sam. I've met Sam previously. Me and him have worked on something for the program. But other than that, I don't know how the program operates. I don't know what they normally do. They just called me for information. They wanted another person's opinion.
And to be clear, our time with the program was in a conference room at the Hilton.
Yes.
The coffee was cold.
It's a funny choice of words, normally.
I drank tea, so I don't know about the coffee. But anyways, I don't know how the program normally works. Like, since you guys have pointed it out, I've noticed, you know, that it was definitely the sigil on the invitation. But other than that, I don't know anything about a handler. I guess if you guys know more, it is kind of odd.
I mean, it's odd, but it's no more, I mean...
Could it be someone part of the program that's in danger that, for some reason, reached out to us? But like I said, I didn't meet many people at the conference.
It's possible. I mean, again, the message coded as help me and... Having that,
the green Delta.
What's it called? The cipher? The whatever?
Exemplar.
The exemplar is included with it is very strange. So
yeah, I don't understand that at all.
Somebody we're being drawn here. We're here. So, you know, I don't see any harm to come back here in a couple days for this quote unquote party.
Are you wanting to fast forward then to September 1st?
I really want to go to the house.
Oh, you want to check out the house with the number?
It's an option, yeah.
I mean, at this point, it's unlikely that we'll see anyone coming or going.
Probably.
But...
Flynn, just for your moleskin.
Oh, my moleskin.
919 4th Street, Medford, Massachusetts. 02153.
Yeah, I'm okay with going there. If you suggest it, I'll be like, yeah, sure, why not?
It is, looks like a mid-20s, two-story bungalow. It is painted a peeling rust red. You can tell from the Google Street View, it's, like I said, it's an old school bungalow.
I was getting ready to say, are you Googling it, Flynn?
I wouldn't put it past, Detweiler to have a rust, you know.
It's a townhouse.
Okay, that's white.
That's not
but
what it is, but yeah. That's fine.
It's an actual place.
Damn you, Detweiler, my immersion is broken. This is an old school bungalow, so I mean, like, you know, sort of the several steps up to a porch that's kind of got the wraparound overhead porch with a couple more steps up to the big front door. It's, you know, very 20s style.
Okay. Wait, did we go there?
To the house?
I told you I was okay with it if you mentioned it, but I don't know.
I didn't know if
two.
We were still Street View describing.
I was giving you the information. You guys can decide what you want.
Sure. It is late at night. It's like 10 p.m., right, is what he said?
Yeah.
I mean, should we come back
in the
tomorrow?
Morning?
Morning.
Good. Tomorrow is the 29th?
No, tomorrow's the 31st.
Yeah, 31st. It's the day before the invitation party.
Oh, okay. Okay, we fast forward. Cool.
Well, it was the 28th, and it took you guys, you said you wanted to get there.
Oh, you're right, yeah.
So.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, I'm okay with coming back.
In the morning?
Yeah.
Okay. In the meantime, how hard would it be for me to get pure gold and pure mercury?
It's gonna take some work or some connections.
Do you want me to make a roll for that, or...
Not sure which one to be troubled by more.
Well, the pure gold is going to be expensive as f***.
Yeah.
Depending on how much you want.
I don't want much. Like, maybe... What's probably the smallest amount you can get? Like, an ounce, maybe? Like...
What are you doing?
So, like, I'm sideways connected to this for work. An ounce of pure gold is, like, probably $1,200.
Yeah.
$1,600.
Well, how big would you say an ounce is, though? Like, I mean...
Not a lot.
Not a lot. Yeah. But what are you needing it for?
That's for a need-to-know basis. You guys aren't included in this.
I'm just trying to help understand how much
you're
needing.
I assume you're yelling this in the car on the way home.
He's going, hey, Google.
Hey, Alexa, how do I get an ounce of gold?
Gold closed today per ounce, Daniel, at $1,823.20.
Yikes.
What do I got to roll to see if I have that kind of money?
Got $2,000 to scratch, man?
You don't have that kind of money.
I'm a former agent and have a bookstore. I mean, I can get a loan from my grandfather. He's part owner.
Lucas is going to kill me if I give you an ounce of gold at no cost, considering what he had to go through.
I know. I'm not saying
I made my rolls.
That's what I'm saying. Do you want me to roll for something, or do you want me to?
That would qualify as an unusual expense, Daniel.
That's not a skill that I can roll for.
It is.
Is it?
Yeah.
Then what is mercury considered?
I haven't gotten that far yet. I don't even know if that's on a f***ing restricted list or something.
Go buy a thermometer and bring it up.
That's what I was thinking. Like, I could just...
I don't think they make them with mercury anymore.
They don't, but you might be able to find an old thermometer on eBay or something.
Go to an antique store.
You need to reduce one of your bonds by one.
Ooh.
Because you're going to have to... You're going to have to borrow money.
Okay, that makes sense. I'm going to do it from my grandpa, who's part owner of the bookstore.
He hates you anyway.
Goddamn kid always asking me for money.
So that would
you definitely aren't going to need those bonds later.
That would make sense. I got plenty of scores in my bonds. Don't worry about me.
Why do you think I'm letting you buy the f***ing gold? That's one point I don't have to take later.
Got two pencils for some.
All right. So now who wants to look up what kind of mercury did you want?
just like regular mercury. I mean, I guess.
You know, run-of-the-mill mercury.
Great value.
Some good old Quicksilver.
Do you, Codius, know what I'm going with this or no?
I have a pretty good idea, but okay. I'm just going to throw it out there that I can't wait to see how this goes poorly for you.
That's fine.
It says... High purity mercury metal, which you could, of course, dilute, goes for $160 a pound.
Oh, that's a good price.
Oh, well, yeah. Just
get 2 pounds.
I don't need that much. Just give me an ounce
of it.
I'm
just curious to see what this is. Mercury is a heavy metal, blah, blah, blah. Below is historical mercury price per flask. It's upward of, according to this website, $4,000 a flask.
How much is a flask, though?
Quite a bit, I would assume.
I don't think I just need like an ounce is fine.
Make me a luck roll. I'm seeing prices between $100 and $4,000. So
is this where I call over or under?
Correct.
I'm going to call over. Nope, it's under.
All right. In which case, then it's significantly more expensive than that.
No, I'm not going to be able to get it for that much. I mean, I guess. I mean,
I would take another point from one of your bonds.
Grandpa.
Okay, I'll do that.
Excellent. 2 points off of Grandpa.
The other bonds don't make sense to borrow money from, so.
Okay, there's that. So yeah, you've got what you need. Somebody else asked me a question. Are we fast forwarding to the next day then?
Sure.
All right.
Yeah.
Daniel, spend some time figuring out how he's going to get that. You can drive up to the address if you want. Seems to be a typical suburban neighborhood. You've got people walking dogs, moms pushing kids in strollers. It's a nice day out. You know, house appears to be quiet, no lights on, no movement.
So, any cars in the parking lot? Or parking, what do you call it? Driveway.
What do you call
the
that?
The residential parking lot?
Did you say the house was kind of run down or just rust colored?
I mean, it's rusty. It's like painted brick. It's like a rust colored, but the paint is definitely flaking. Some of the bricks are, it's in disrepair. It's not like... It's maybe a little shabby, but it's not like falling apart kind of thing.
What about the grounds? Do the grounds look kept?
Not particularly, but it is like, I'm sure September in Boston, it's starting to cool down a little bit. So I'm sure the grass is probably getting ready to go into hibernation, if not. But no, the lawn seems high-ish. What time are you guys getting there? First thing in the morning, 10 o'clock, noon.
If it's an hour and a half drive, probably like 10:30.
Okay. Yeah. There is no car in the residential parking lot, nor on the street in front of the house. It does look like there's a driveway that leads up to the back of the house.
Well, and
you get the sense there's probably a back porch or something, backyard area.
And it's Monday now, right? So, I mean, maybe the person's at work?
Correct.
Person.
Whatever. I mean, humanoid, whatever you want to call it.
Demon in human skin.
There we go.
The house is dark, but it is 10 o'clock on a sunny day, and it doesn't appear that anyone's in the driveway, so not unusual.
And you asked if it's been kept up, like with the yard and stuff?
It looks unkempt. It's not overgrown jungle, but it definitely, much like the house, it's not been mowed in a number of weeks, just like the house hasn't been painted in a number of years.
So what do you want to get from this? Like, what do you want? What are you trying to do?
I just want to see who invited us to the restaurant. I want to know the man or woman behind Mr. Marvis.
Well,
know what we're heading into.
He goes by Mister. So,
and maybe they just used that name because they knew it would grab most of our attention.
Except for, you know, the soldier over here who.
Well, we need somebody to shoot stuff. Maybe guessing.
I mean, yeah. I mean, if we all recognize the program, then I mean, I guess that makes sense. Do you want to dive further into this than what we can right now? Because it looks appears nobody's home.
Oh no, I feel crazy now.
Okay,
just now.
I don't know.
Who's driving the car?
Is there a name on the mailbox?
No.
Good question.
Actually appear to be a mailbox.
I'll say me.
Well, probably.
Does anybody have a drive skill?
Nobody has mailboxes.
See, I don't want to metagame, but I assume the person who has the best drive skill probably would have offered to drive, but.
There are no mailboxes at all up and down. You get the sense that probably, again, they're older homes, so they probably either have mail slots on the door or somebody goes up and puts it on the porch.
I only have base drive, so. As the skill. I don't know about these two, but. What's your drive skill?
Just the 20.
It's 30, isn't it? It is 20. It's 20. Dodge is 30.
I got 40. Lucas is driving.
You volunteered, Lucas, for having the highest rating.
Stop drinking. Well, I was going to say, at least just not your car since you would have the local car.
I mean, he could drive
my car as a rental.
No, that's what I'm saying. Yeah, but say he could drive my car. I don't care. It's probably nothing special. I'm not worried about it getting, you know.
Lucas, make me a D100 roll.
26.
What else do you guys like to do?
And again, I'm asking Sam, like, do you want to, you know, delve further into this place than, I mean, appears no one's home.
There are people walking dogs nearby?
I mean, every so often. It's a quiet street. Like, maybe every... a car passes by while you guys are talking. Like, it's a suburban neighborhood. You see some people getting out, probably not doing flowers at this point, but, you know, tending the yard, you know, picking up sticks and stuff. Like, it's a suburban neighborhood. There are people around.
I'll get out and go to someone who's, like, in their yard or...
Please do not ask some random person if they know that some other random person lives in this house.
Are you going to tell me that?
Yes.
You don't want to find out?
You think they're going to tell you. Some stranger walk up to them. Hey, who lives in this house?
No.
I mean, if I ask like an idiot.
Yes,
then...
he can't ask that way. If he asks a certain way, it'll be okay. But meanwhile.
Please, as I get out my popcorn and wait
meanwhile,
for this interaction.
Meanwhile, I want to stealth up to the house.
Roll a stealth, please.
Are you staying in the car, Deacon? I'm staying in the car.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. 81.
Perfect.
That's a fail. Make sure you tick the ones you fail.
Yep, that is a fail. I failed everything so far this session, so...
On the right track.
Okay. You are going up to the house.
Yep.
You are crouching in the bright sunshine.
I am.
Sneaking across.
Where'd Roderick go? I don't know. I can't even see
feel
him.
Like,
doing your breath exercises and screaming, I am the knight. Are you going to the front or the back of the house?
I feel like Drax right now. You can see me?
Are you going to the front or the back?
Well, where do we pull in at? We pulled in the front, right?
I assume you're sitting on the street. Like, I assume
Lucas
you didn't pull
driving.
Into his driveway.
Where'd you drive us to?
I'm on the street. I'm not in the driveway.
Okay.
Was this in the middle of the street, corner lot?
In middle street.
So if
there are houses on both sides. It doesn't look like there's a lot of backyard. It looks like it butts up pretty quickly to the people on the other road.
So if he pulled up in the driveway, then
I
I'm going-
I did not.
You did not. You said you did.
No, I'm in the street.
Okay.
Sure.
I'm going to try to probably sneak to the side of the house and make my way towards the back, depending on what I see.
What was the number I gave you? 919?
I think so.
9919.
Okay, I'm going to pause my approach because I don't want to be like, say, ma'am, who lives over there? Yeah, that house that man is obviously sneaking up to and trying to break into.
I figured it was going to happen simultaneously, but okay.
If I see you sneaking up.
With an 81, you probably seen me sneaking
Christ,
up.
Christ, I'll get back in the car.
Trips over a hose.
Trips over something that's not even there. It's just, just trips. Stumbles.
So just kind of an idea. So you're going to the front door, you said?
No. I said the side, moving towards the back, depending on what I see.
Okay, you can just walk right up the driveway. That's fine. Or you can go to the side yard. We'll say that the person at 917 is working in his yard.
If we're on the street, then I'm going to come out on the side, the right side there.
Yeah.
And I'm going to work my way up north towards the back.
Okay. You walk around the side of a house.
Do I see anything? Any windows? Any?
Yeah, there. I mean, it's a house. There are windows on most sides of it.
Does it have curtains? Is it no obscure? Can I look in the windows?
It looks like as you walk around, you're going this way or this way, clockwise or counterclockwise around the house.
If we're parking in the street right there,
you're parking where the X is.
Okay, then I'm going to do counterclockwise.
As you go counterclockwise, it looks like there's a chimney or something on this side, so you get the sense that that's probably living room, dining room, parlor, some such. There is kind of an outcropped building. What do I want to call that? Not a vestibule. Kind of like a... You get the... They kind of build out an extended like place to put almost like a table or a built-in like
is it a
breakfast
vestibule?
Nook or something.
But
it's sort of an outcropping, so it's like a series of six-paneled windows where it's pushed out from the side of the house. Okay. So you would probably assume dining room or kitchen on that side, probably. And as you walk around, you can see that there is a stoop with a back porch. Not a back porch, just a stoop leading up to a back door.
Are there any lights on? Is there any signs of presence? Anyone in there? I mean,
nope.
Does it look like it's lived in? Is there, you know, furniture, tables?
It's very dark. It's hard to see in there. Lots of curtains. Lots of curtains, but the curtains are not drawn, but they are draped around the sides. I mean, you can go peek in the windows if you want.
I'm going to try to, yeah.
Okay.
And, I'm just going to look in and see if I see anything, and I'm just going to keep walking around until, you know,
no,
nothing,
You don't really notice anything. Kind of like you said, or kind of like I said, there's a back porch. You can see a couple of windows on this side, and there are almost no windows on this western side.
All right, and then if I don't see anything of interest or I can't peek in anything and see anything, I'm going to go to the road, and I'm just going to kind of like look at my phone.
Okay. I'm going to, while he's heading back there, I'm going to call the number.
Okay. Daniel, make a listen roll.
Do they have a listen on here?
No. Alertness, sorry.
Okay. Let's say, I didn't see listen on
here. I'm defaulting to Call of Cthulhu.
That's a 50 over 40.
Okay. You just, Flynn, it just rings. It rings. It rings. It rings. It rings. It rings.
No answering machine.
Nope. It just ring. Ring.
Okay.
Ring.
End call.
Yeah, and I'm just going to stand there up front and look at my phone for a while, and then I'm going to proceed to the car.
Okay.
Doesn't appear anybody's home, from what I could tell. So what next?
About that time, somebody bangs on the on the side window.
Our title track and additional musical arrangements were provided by friend of the podcast, Ian Shannon. Find more of his work at sleepfortheweary.com. Like what you heard? Check out more episodes online at rancorsbrothel.com or the Rancors Brothel on Facebook. You can also interact with other listeners at the Fans of the Rancors Brothel Facebook page. Want to contact us? Reach out to @rancors_brothel on Twitter or via email at therancorsbrothel@gmail.com. Most of all, keep circulating the tapes. Much love, everyone. We'll